Well, hello, everyone. This is Randy Mays with ILTA, and I have the privilege today of chatting with Scott Christensen. We want to talk a little bit about volunteer leadership in the association, get Scott's perspective and experience around all of that, and see how the volunteer leadership can kind of parlay into your own professional development in your law firms and law departments. So very pleased to have Scott with us today. And Scott is the Director of Information Services at the Chicago firm of Wildman, Harold, Allen, and Dixon. And Scott currently serves as the president of ILTA, but he certainly had many other volunteer roles within the association. So, Scott, I want to welcome you here today. We thank you for your time and sharing your experience with our audience. And I'd love to get from you just kind of an overview of your years of service to ILTA, the kinds of roles that you've been in. Could you tell us about that, please?
Sure. Thank you, Randy. I appreciate the opportunity to do that. Interestingly enough, fairly early in my career in legal IT, an acquaintance of mine made me aware of ILTA as an organization, at that time called LawNet, and asked me to speak on a panel with her at conference that year in Phoenix. Once I attended, I was hooked. I immediately noticed the extreme passion that all of the volunteers have for the organization, and unlike anything I had seen before, I just thought it was fabulous. Following that conference, there was a regional restructuring, and the organization created what became the Midwest region at the time, and I became the regional vice president in charge of educational programming on behalf of our members in the major cities in the Midwest. After 5 years serving in that capacity, I decided to run for ILTA's board of directors. Candidly, I'd been approached a couple of years before by other officers and board members who encouraged me to consider this path. It was a logical next step for me to consider as a way to continue my volunteer service to the organization, albeit at another level. It's one thing that I love about this organization. Fellow members and officers always provide encouragement and support to enable you to serve the organization in a variety of ways. I was privileged to be elected by our membership to the board, and in my first 2 years, I served as a secretary, taking minutes and contributing as a board member at large. My third and fourth year, I served in the capacity of peer group vice president, or peer group liaison to the board, overseeing what were then 17 peer groups and vice presidents. And again, as you said, I'm now privileged to serve the organization as president in my final term on the board of directors.
Okay, well, thank you, Scott. I love that you've had many opportunities. I think it speaks very directly to the continuum of leadership development that we see within ILTA. And I think a lot of times that mirrors a continuum of leadership development that we see in our law firms as well. From my own personal experience as a volunteer for many years, and certainly in my staff capacity as I work in bringing in new volunteers, my opinion is that many times these volunteer roles give back more than they take from the individual, because they do provide so many opportunities for personal and professional growth. I'm curious what your experience has been in that regard.
Thanks, Randy. I think that's absolutely the case. For example, in my early years on the board as secretary, I had the opportunity to participate or lead a number of task forces. Examples of that would be a membership satisfaction survey, where we survey our membership about their needs, and also a dues task force. I gained a better understanding of leadership, organizational leadership, at a more strategic level. And candidly, that experience has also really helped me in my job as a director of IT for a law firm. You know, the thoughtful and deliberate strategic direction of ILTA's organizational leaders has always impressed me, and it's given me better tools to grow personally and professionally. You know, the organization spends a lot of time and attention on orientation and leadership development, and experiencing that personally has paid rich rewards for ILTA and certainly for me personally.
Well, that is good to hear. Glad to see that our efforts in that regard are paying off so well. Scott, can you think of examples of leadership skills that you've acquired as a volunteer that perhaps you've shared with your own staff as you've mentored them and brought them into higher responsibilities within your firm?
Sure. Well, managing volunteers within our ILTA role is a little bit different than managing our own paid internal staff. There certainly are some parallels. I've witnessed times when ILTA has formed formal task forces, for instance, comprising various volunteers to gain valuable input on various topics. And they've done that by soliciting feedback and assistance from officers and members alike before proceeding with a certain strategy. I've also seen the need for smaller groups, such as the board of directors, to sit down and develop changes to strategy on behalf of the organization. Things like our name change to ILTA, our increasing international focus, and our conference in London called Insight, and even the City Rep program in our local cities are examples of such strategic thinking. So the ability to participate in different types of strategic thinking has certainly given me ideas and skills that have helped me analyze ways to approach strategy in my job as an IT director.
Okay, very good. Scott, I know as certainly the president of ILTA, and again, a very committed volunteer who's worked with us over time, you're keenly aware of many of the initiatives that we're involved in, and most recently we've launched our Law 2020 initiative, which takes a hard look at the decade ahead and is predicting that there will be some changes ahead, and we're trying to prepare our membership for the challenges of those changes. I think that in that new decade, many believe that the leadership model in law firms will be changing. So specifically to your role as a CIO, we envision that the future leader will be a very business-savvy person and probably having a lot of marketing chops as well. I'm curious if you're seeing that at your own firm or in your part of the country. Do you anticipate that kind of a shift? And if so, how are you preparing for it?
I'm certainly seeing that, Randy. I think it's sort of the next logical step of what we have traditionally called aligning IT to the business strategy. There's certainly a trend for increased use of technology, if not direct oversight, with various areas of law firms that might have been considered back office or other functional areas. Many CIOs now have regular interaction with, if not direct responsibility, for departments such as records management, business intake, conflicts, legal research, library, knowledge management, things like that. These changes are related to certainly technology changes as well as competitive pressure, increased concerns about risk and security. And there certainly is an increasing need for the CIO to be not just a technology leader, but also a business leader. I would offer that there is a parallel back to ILTA here as well. ILTA has always impressed me this way. We embrace our history of peer-to-peer networking and our relentless focus on being the premier peer networking organization in the industry. Our core strategy of service to our members has not changed. However, we're always thinking out of the box, and we're continually adapting in various ways to better serve our membership. As CIOs and IT directors, we must do the same thing on both technology and business fronts for our organizations.
I love that, Scott. I love that you've drawn the parallel to ILTA. I think, we are always attempting to provide thought leadership and leading our thought leaders into being better thought leaders. So love that cycle that we're into. As you think about, your role as a mentor for future leaders in the association, what is the best advice that you can give someone who's considering service to ILTA or really to any volunteer-led association?
Thanks, Randy. I think, candidly, like I think a popular television commercial suggests, just do it. You just have to jump in. You have to get involved in any way that you can. We certainly have numerous ways for prospective volunteers to get involved. We certainly have dozens of e-groups, listservs effectively, that you can respond to questions posed by members, and you can help a fellow member out in that way. You could write an article for a quarterly peer-to-peer publication or contribute to a white paper on a topic of interest. You could certainly participate in a committee or task force, as I had mentioned I had opportunity to do before. becoming a city representative and assisting in programming delivery in our local city markets. We also have steering committees that assist in the delivery of webinars and roadshows on various topics of interest to our members. That's another way to participate. And then certainly serving in a capacity as a speaker, my first interaction with ILTA, either at a local meeting or at our annual conference. And then certainly serving in a conference capacity, serving on our conference committee and helping to deliver the fabulous educational and peer-to-peer networking experience that makes our annual conference truly one of a kind. So I would go back to the old swimming analogy, come on in, the water's great. Again, you just have to do it. It won't hurt. And I can assure any prospective volunteer that getting involved in ILTA in any volunteer capacity will be the most rewarding experience you'll ever have, both personally and professionally. So again, as another commercial suggests, I guarantee it. You just have to do it.
Okay, that's wonderful. Well, Scott, I certainly appreciate your time today. I really appreciate your long-standing commitment to service to the association. You've got a lot of good ideas out there, and I'm hopeful that they will inspire others to consider leadership in this way. And I thank you for your time today.
Thank you.